Shirin chapter 2, Mishnah 11. Parashnia shirabu al shalshlishis. If the produce of the second year exceeds that of the third year. So what this is going to go into is Masa Shani, the second tithe that was taken in the first, second, fourth, fifth, and seventh year. The second tithe was taken up to Jerusalem and eaten by the crop owner in Jerusalem. In the third and the sixth year, it was Masa Oini. It went to a poor person. So this Mishnah is focusing on that tithe. Is it a second tithe or is it a poor person's tithe? And if the second year is more than the, if the crop of the second year is more than the crop of the third year, for shall shlishis al shall revis, or the third year is bigger than the fourth year, for shall revis al shall chamishis, or the fourth year is bigger than the fifth year. So brings Zakati, some omit this comparison between the fourth and the fifth year because they're both masa sheni, not masa oini. For shall chamishis al shall shishis, so the fifth year is bigger than the sixth year. For shall shishis al shall shvis, or the sixth year is bigger than the seventh year. For shall shvis al shall moitzi shvis, or the seventh year is greater than the year following the seventh year. So in all of these cases, you've got two different kinds of produce. The one produce is in by all of the comparisons. If you have a look at them, the second and third year. So the second year is Masa Shani, and the third year is Masa Oni, a poor person's tithe. But if you look at the next one, it's third and fourth. So third is poor person, fourth is normal. So if you look at all of them, that is the comparison. And when it comes to the seventh year and the produce that is after the seventh year, so the produce of the seventh year is sanctity. It's, you know, a person's not allowed to do business, transact with it. It's got to be removed from the house at a certain amount of time, etc. And it's also exempt from the tithes. So we see from over here that there's two different kinds of produce. Says the Mishnah, so how do we treat the mixture? If they get mixed up, what do we do? How do we treat the mixture? Says the Mishnah, Holchin Achar Harov, we go after the majority. Mechetze la mechetze, but if they're half and half, lahachmir, then we rule stringently. Whatever the stringent ruling will be, that will give you a stringent ruling, that's how we will hold if it's half and half.